was not affected at all by these leaders.
日本で私たち今自由にイエス様のことを語れます。感謝です。
We really should be thankful that in Japan we can freely worship God and we can freely speak about God.
イエス様が救い主ということを私たちは語れることを私たちは感謝です。
We can freely share that Jesus is Lord.Wherever we go in Japan.
イエス様は主ですと言っても誰も私を捕まえに来る人はいません。
So we can say Jesus is Lord and there's nobody who's going to come and arrest us.
ペテロたちは状況悪くてももう恐れはなかったんですね。
In the case of the early church in Jerusalem, even though they were against different kind of threats like that, they weren't afraid.
ペテロとヨハネがですね、足の不自由な人を、イエス様の名によって癒しました。
There was a time that we can read that Jesus, that Peter and John healed a man that couldn't walk.
周りの人は驚いてですね、そしてペテロの話を聞くんですけれども。
And the people around were really surprised and they asked Peter what was going on.
でその時にはですね、合計で5000人、男だけ5000人がイエス様のことを信じるようになったというんです。
And if we read the story, the account in the Bible, we read that 5,000 people joined the church.
120人が3,000人になり、男は5,000人ですけど、女性も入れたら、子供も入れたらもう1万人以上の人たちが集まるんです。
So remember, let's think back. Started with about 100 people. In one day, it became 3,000 more. And then again.5,000 men, which means that women and children were in addition to that, so probably about 10,000 people were already following Christ.
その例には、アラム語、アラム語を話す人やギリシャ語を話す人、いろんな文化がありました。
So there were different kind of cultures and different kind of languages in this 10,000 people in the early church.
その人たちは、ああ、イエス様が救い主だという人が本当に分かったんですね。
ButThe thing that they had in common was that they truly believed that Jesus was the Christ, that he was Lord.
でもそういう群れが大きくなればなるほど反対の声も大きいんです。
But as the church continued to grow, there started to be other kinds of comments from people that pressure of people who thought differently.
もう小さくてもう本当に誰も知らなかったら文句を言われないのに大きくなればなるほどおかしいおかしいって言われるんですね。
Maybe if it's just a few people gathering, nobody really complains and criticizes too much. But as people get more and more, it's really easy to start criticizing.
同じことをしていても人目を引くようになると足を引っ張る人がいっぱい出てきます。同じことをしていても。
So even if you do the same type of thing.
でもその働きが大きくなればそれを人たちをですね悪く言う人がいっぱい出てきます。
But the more people that are working and sharing about the Lord, there would be more people who would criticize.
でまた弟子たちはペテロたちは、ユダヤの指導弟子たちに捕まって刑務所に入るんですね。
And actually, Peter and John were actually arrested and they were put in jail because they were sharing about Jesus.
皆さん刑務所に行ったことありますか？
Anybody ever been in jail? You don't have to raise your hand, but anybody.
彼らはそこに捕らえられたんですけれども、
They were arrested, but
天使が来てドアを開いて彼らは解放されます。
But an angel came and opened the door and set Peter free.
天使は言うんですね。神殿に行ってイエス様のことを話しなさいって言うんです。
And the angel said, go to the temple and share about Jesus.
刑務所から逃れてですね。
So they've just run away from the prison.
で神殿に行ってまたイエス様を救いにして伝えるんですよ。
Just directly they go to the temple and they're sharing right back about Jesus again.
彼らは諦めなかった。
So if we think about the way that the disciples lived, they didn't give up.
弟子たちはですね、釈放され、帰ってきて、仲間のところで話すんですね。こういうことを言ってもイエス様のこと話しちゃいけないって言われたって、で、仲間に話します。
So they also went back to where other Christians were, and they said that they were told that they couldn't share about the name of Jesus anymore.
その時彼らは共に祈ります。
But they prayed together at that time.
でもですね、それはその祈りはどうか私たちを守ってくださいという祈りではありませんでした。
But when they prayed, they didn't pray as we might expect. They didn't pray, "Oh Lord, please protect us." That was not their prayer.
彼らの祈りはもっと積極的にイエス様のことを伝えられるようにしてくださいというんです。
Rather, their prayer was, "Lord, make us bolder to share about."
4章29節から読みたいと思います。祈りが終わると一同の集まっていた場所が揺れ動き、みんな聖霊に満たされて大胆に神の言葉を語り出した。
If you read English, please join me. Acts chapter 4, verses 29 to 31. And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, which while you stretch out your hand to heal.And signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness.
彼らは大胆に語れるようにしてくださいと祈りました。
They prayed that they could be more bold.
そして祈っている時に聖霊様がその場に満ちて、彼らは力を受けて大胆に語り始めたと言います。
And when they prayed, the Holy Spirit came down again and filled that place, and they were given power to go out and to actually share with boldness.
彼らはイエス様を救い主であることをやめないんです。語ることをやめません。
So they never gave up on sharing that Jesus is Savior and Lord.
もう一度弟子たちは。ユダヤの指導者に捕まるんですけども。
So, if we continue to read in the book of Acts, we see that they were arrested again.
彼らはこう言います。
And this is what they said.
私は人間になくではなくて神様に従います。
We're not going to obey people, but rather we're going to obey the Lord, obey God.
人間に従うんじゃなくて神様に従
う。We're not going to obey people. Rather, we're going to obey God.
人間の声に従うんじゃなくて神様の声に従います。
We're not going to listen to the words of people, but rather we're going to listen to the words of God.
そう、ちょっと前のペテロや弟子たちのようでは全くありませんね。
So think about the way that Peter was when Jesus was still alive and how all the disciples were so afraid.
彼らは聖霊を受けてイエス様を証しする力を与えられました。
They received the Holy Spirit and with receiving the Holy Spirit, they also received the power to share about Christ.
イエス様救い主ですよ。イエス様救い主という言葉を信じて多くのユダヤの人たちがそうだ、イエスがメサイだということを信じるようになったんです。
And when they shared their faith, so many people heard their, what they said and they believed.
どんどんどんどんエクレシアが多くなって大きくなって。
And the ecclesia, the church grew more and more.
すべて順調のように見えます。
And as it was growing, it looked like everything was going quite well, according to plan.
でもですね、すべてうまくいくことはないんです。
But actually, if we look closely, everything was not always hunky dory. That's all I can think of.
Everything would be normal, great.
Good.
Okay. 今度の問題はそのエクレシアの中の問題でした。
Their problem was not outside of the church, but rather it was problems within the church.
その中には本当にマルチカルチャーの文化のそのエクレシアなんですけども。
It was, remember, it was a church that was multicultural, multi-language.
主にアラム語を話すユダヤ人の人と。
There were Jewish people who spoke Aramaic.
一つはギリシャ語を話すユダヤ人の人たち。
And there were also Jewish people who spoke Greek.
ギリシャ語を話すユダヤ人の人たちは、まあ、ある意味ではその本国から離れたところから来た人たちなんですけれども。
And the people who spoke Greek were probably people who lived a bit further away from Jerusalem and came into Jerusalem for trading or for something like that.
彼らはですね、お金や食料の分配が 差別があるっていうんです。
So if you think about the different types of people, there was actually different classes as well, different levels of you know, in society, how much money they had.
エクレシアの中に差別があるって。
And within the church, there started to be like a judgment.
で、このことに関して弟子たちは、あ、人たちは思うんですね。これはもう自分たちではやってられない。
So if we look at them, they certainly must have realized that we can't do this on our own.
聖書の箇所は読みませんけど、挙げてもらいますけども、6章の1節からにその時のことが書かれています。
But I'm not going to read it, but in Acts 6 it talks about the time.
自分たちがこの働きではなくて、その働きにする7人の人を選ぼうっていうんです。
So the disciples themselves were actually working in different ways in the church, but they realized that they couldn't continue to do that, and they had to ask some others for help. And they asked 7 people.
弟子たちをみんな集めて、じゃあ7人を選ぼうっていうんです。
So they gathered everybody together and they picked 7 people from among all those people.
その選ぶ基準は何でしたか？
And what was the requirement for picking the people?
それは霊と知恵に満ちた人。
The seven people needed to be people who were filled with the spirit and also filled with wisdom.
その人は評判の良い人ですね。
They had to be people who were well recognized, thought highly of.
まあ数千人の中、数は分かりませんけれども、霊に満ちた人、知恵に満ちた人、評判の良い人を選んだんです。
So from how many people they were picked, we're not exactly sure, but we know that they were people that were filled with the spirit, they were wise, and they were well thought of.
たかが食料やお金の分配なんですけど、それには霊や知恵に満ちる必要があったんですね。単に物を人々に分配する分けることでもあるんですけども。
So, actually, these seven people were chosen just to serve tables. But even though that's what all they were going to do, they still needed to be people who were filled with the Spirit, people who were wise, and people who were well thought of.
それは日々の生活の中にも私たちは導かれて知恵を持って取り扱わなきゃいけないことがあるんです。
So, I think that shows us that even in our everyday lives, no matter what we're doing, we also have to be people that are filled with the Spirit. We have to be people that are wise in the things that we do, and we have to be people that are well thought of.
私たちは目の前のことを見るときに本当に祈って神様の声を聞いて、そして決心する必要があります。
When we have a certain situation before us, we need to pray and we need to be led by God and we need to make a decision through God's leading.
なぜならば私たちの目の前にある状況はそんな白黒はっきりしているものばっかりではないんです。複雑なんです。
Why is that? It's because that when we so many times in our lives.Things are not clear. We don't know if we should go to the right or to the left, and so we really need God's wisdom and His guidance.
祈らずに私たちは進めることができないんです。
We shouldn't do anything without prayer.
そしてですね、本当にこのエクレシアはですね、もういろんなシステムを含めて順調に伸びていきました。
So as they continued, then things started to get better within the church.
でも一つのピークが来ました。
But there was a time one day came.
迫害が起こるんですね。
And that time was when persecution started.
周りの人から素晴らしいと思われた共同体に対して強い迫害が起こります。
So from the people around the church, there started to be severe persecution.
その原因となったのはその7人のうちのステパノさんという人です。
And if we look at the history and why did that persecution start, it was because of one of these seven people. His name was Stephen.
ステパノさんはですね、もう信仰に満ちた人のようでした。
If we look at what kind of person Stephen was, he was a person who was filled with faith.
本当にいろんな不思議な技、癒しや不思議な技をすることもそういうふうに用いられる人でもあったようです。
And he was also a person who had received various gifts from God, and he was healing people or doing God was doing different miracles through him.
あまりにも素晴らしいので、やはりこの人に対して文句を言う人ができました。
So he was such an amazing person that、it's not really surprising that different people started to complain about him.
そしてユダヤの指導者に、あの人は神様を冒涜した、神殿を冒涜したと言って訴えます。
So people who heard him started to say, oh, he's blaspheming.
まあ、それに対して彼はですね、まあ、話をするんですけど、まあ、長い話なので、彼は本当に歴史を通してですね、イスラエルの歴史を通して、本当に神様はこの建物ではないということを話します。
And if we look at what Stephen shared, he talks about the history of Israel, and he says that God's house is not this temple.
そして神様の目的は起きてではなくて私たちの心が大切なんだ。
God's purposes are purposes that happen within our hearts.
もう大胆に語るんですね。
And he was really sharing boldly.
最後の方にイエス様の姿をイエス様は神様の右にいるっていう話をしたらもうみんなはもう聞きたくなくて彼に襲いかかるんです。
And at the end of his message that he was sharing, he said, I see Jesus at the right hand of God. And when he said that, the people, the Jewish people that were listening, they just covered their ears.
もう大声で叫びながら耳を塞いで、わーって言いながら彼を傷つけて石で殺してしまうんです。
And they held their ears and they didn't want to hear him talk anymore. And they took rocks and they threw at Stephen and they killed him.
知恵に満ちた、霊に満ちた、このステパノは殺されます。
Stephen, who was well thought of, Stephen, who was filled with the Spirit, Stephen, who was filled with wisdom, was killed.
神様に従ったら全てが順調ではないんです。
So it shows that even when we're following God, even when we're obeying God with our whole heart, everything doesn't go as we might choose and like.
ステパノが殺された時にですね、
killed,
みんなもう早く石を投げたいんで、もう脱ぐんですね。
So, they wanted to throw stones as quickly as they could to kill him, so they took off some of their outer garments.
で、その時に、あ、みんな服持ってきて、集めたのがサウルなんですね。
So, the one who was gathering their garments and holding them for them was a man named Saul.
彼は後にクリスチャンになってパウロと言いますけれども。
And later on, most of you know the story. He became the apostle Paul.
彼はクリスチャンのそのエクレシアの家に入ってですね、もういろんなものを壊したり人を引き出して刑務所に入れるんです。
And Saul was a person who really persecuted the church. He went into people's homes and he brought them into jail.
彼は何か悪いことをしてましたか？
Did he do anything wrong? Did he do anything?
Did
the people that he arrested, did they do anything wrong?
何も悪いことをしてません。
They didn't do anything that was not right.
本当に神様が私たちにイエス様を送って救い主として送ってくださったと信じたんです。
The only thing that they did was they believed that Jesus was the Christ. They believed that he was Lord.
でも迫害が起こるんですね。
But they were persecuted.
何かですね、うまくいくとですね、やっぱりもう嫌な人が立ち上がって、もう大きな声を出して急に、嫌なことは悪いことをし始めるんです。
So when things are going well, that's when persecution might start, and when people might start saying bad things.
特にですね、ステパノのように、急進的な考えを持っている人たちはもうエルサレムに行くことができなくて、みんなエルサレム、特にステパノのように急進的なラッド人たちはもうエルサレムから出ていくしかなかったんです。
So, especially people who were really radical like Stephen, they actually had to leave Jerusalem.
ですから霊的にそして神様に導かれた人もですね。困難を通ります。
So we see from the history of the early church that people who were the most bold, people who were the most obedient to the Holy Spirit, were people who met with various trials and tribulations.
何か迫害から簡単に逃れる 方法とかそういうものは神様は与えられませんでした。
God didn't give them an easy way to escape from this, all the persecution that they faced.
で、逃げた人はですね、西やそれから、北のサマリアやユダヤの方の、その地方の方に皆さん逃げていきました。
So the various Christians who ran away and left Jerusalem went to different areas around in Samaria or in different areas, different towns and cities nearby.
彼らは今の言葉で言えば宗教的難民、religious refugee ですね。
If we think about something similar to today, they became really religious refugees who had to escape where they were from.
彼らがエルサレムからサマリア、ユダヤの地方に行ったんですけど、彼らは逃げたんですか ?Did they really escape, run away from Jerusalem?
So, if we think about it, were they actually, should we actually look at their lives and think that they ran away?
皆さん逃げるときどうやって逃げますか
?So, when you run away, what do you do if you were to run away?
犬が追いかけてきたら逃げますか
Dog ran after you. Would you run away?
ゆっくり行きますか?
Would you go slowly?
8章4節に書いてあるんですけども、
chapter 8, we read,
彼らは福音を告げ知らせながら巡り歩いたっていうんです。
We read that they went slowly and they were sharing about their faith and sharing the gospel as they went. They didn't run away as fast as they could.
彼らは神様の、導きというか神様の計画の中でエルサレムから押し出されてユダヤやサマエルの全土まで行くようになったんです。
So, they went, they left Jerusalem and they went to all the, areas that were, around there.
新しい機会が与えられたんですね。
But when they went, they were actually given a new opportunity.
もういえいえ。いろんな集会場でイエス様は救い主ということを言いながら彼らは歩いて
They were given the opportunity to share in all these different places the gospel of Christ.
皆さん、エルサレムからユダヤ、サマリアっていうと何か聖書の箇所を思い出しますか
If you think about, these places, Judah or, Judea or Samaria, does anything come to mind when you think about these places in history?
イエス様の約束を思い出しますね。
Do you remember the promises of God, of Jesus?
あなたは聖霊を受けたら、そのことを告げて、エルサレムからユダヤ、サマリアの全土まで行きますというイエス様の言葉がありました。
Jesus spoke to the, original apostles, the disciples, and he said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will take, the gospel and you will go to Samaria, you will go to the ends of the earth.
このエルサレムの大迫害を通して、イエス様の言われたようにこの福音がユダヤ様の地方に伝わっていくんです、ね、
And it was actually through persecution that the gospel spread to, other places.
皆さん家々を回って、イエス様救い主って語ったことはありますか
Have you ever gone to house and shared about the gospel, shared about Christ?
今あまりキリスト教会はしないんですけど、かつてやっていました。
Right now, not many Christians, at least in Japan, do that.
今やってる人はエホバの証人の人たちぐらいですね。
Maybe now is, a cult that Jehovah's Witnesses, maybe they still do that, but, Christians don't do that any longer.
皆さんは、福音を語る、トラクトっていうか、小冊子を配って家々を回ったことはありますか?
Have you ever gone from house to house, even not ringing the bell, but, bringing, tracts to different houses? Have you ever done that?
勇気がいりますよ。ピンポーンって言って出てきて、勇気がいりますね。
So if we actually ring the bell and, someone answers and we're going to share the gospel, you really need courage.
この逃げて行った人たちはですね、恐れながら福音を語ったのではないと思います。
But if we think about the early Christians, they weren't afraid in, sharing the gospel.
もう多分ワクワクして喜んで語ったと思います。
They were excited and they were filled with joy and that was, what they shared the gospel from.
彼らはイエスが主ということを本当に確信があったんです。
They truly believed that Jesus was Lord.
ピリピリ人の3章の8節にこのような箇所があります。ピリピリの3章。
In Philippians chapter 3, we read this passage.
日本語で読みますね。そればかりか、私の主キリストイエスを知ることのあまりの素晴らしさに、今では他の一切を損失と見ています。キリストのゆえに、私はすべてを失いましたが、それらをチリアクタとみなしています。
Indeed, I count everything as lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
これは誰が書いた言葉ですか?
So, who wrote these words?
あの、サウル、あの、パウロです。
It was the, Saul who, became known as the Apostle Paul.
教会を迫害したサウロがもう今までのものを比べたら、もうすべてそれはもうゴミだ。もうキリストイエスが宝だ。それ以外にないと彼は心から思うんです。
It was Saul who, had various powers, but he, you know, and various, people were respecting him, but he threw all that away and he looked at it as rubbish, and rather he said that, Christ was, more than worth everything else.
この宝を、この大切なものを彼はワクワクしながら人々に伝えていったわけです。
So, if we look at the early Christians, they had like a treasure, and they were sharing this treasure as they went around sharing the gospel.
写真を。先月ですね、私は論文を一つ書いてました。
About a month ago, I, wrote a short, essay, a short research.
これはですね、1907年に初めて日本にやってきた、まあ、クリスチャンのグループでペンテコステ派というグループなんですけど、ペンテコステ派の宣教師のことについて書きました。
It was about the first Pentecostal group of Christians who came to Japan in 1907.
この中心的な人はライアンという人なんですけども、
The leader of their group was a man named Ryan. That was his last name.
そのライアンという人は1906年に、カリフォルニア州のロサンゼルスのアズサストリートで本当に神様の働きや豊かなことを聞くんですね。
This man Ryan actually, in the year before he came to Japan in 1906, he was at the Azusa Street Revival in California, and he received the Holy Spirit.
そこで本当に聖霊を体験をしてですね。
And he really experienced the, power of the Holy Spirit.
そして彼は、翌年にですね、ワシントン州のスポケンに行くんですね。
And, after he received the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in this way, he goes to Spokane, Washington.
でその中で、本当に神様をの聖霊体験をした人が、まあ、全部で250人ぐらいいるんですけども。
And in Spokane?
サランタってあるわけです。
So around that area, there were probably about 250 people who received, and experienced this, falling of the Holy Spirit.
その人たちの中にですね、本当に自分たちは宣教師になるんだっていうふうに神様からの声を聞いた人たちがいました。
So, among these people, there were many who really believed that they heard God calling them to the mission field.
そして左側に一つの写真がですね、日本に初めて来たグループで、大人、子供を含めて22人の人たちです。
So if we look at this picture on the left side, there, this was the first group of missionaries of, the missionaries with their wives and children who came to Japan, a Pentecostal missionary.
4家族で、
there were four families,
独身女性が5人います。
And there were five women actually who were, not married, single women.
最年長者が53歳。
And the eldest one was actually 53 years old.
一番若いのは19歳のコラ・スリッコラさんという人なんです。
And the youngest of these women was 19.
で、彼らが日本でどうしたかっていうとですね、コラさんが家に手紙を書くんですね。
This youngest one, her name was Cora. She, the reason we know about what happened is because she wrote letters to her family.
その手紙を家族がまとめて、その手紙を通して彼らの働きが分かります。
So, the family gathered her letters together, and, by reading these letters, we know what happened.
このコラさんは、 17歳でイエス様と出会います。
When she was 17 years old, she became a Christian.
そして19歳で聖霊体験をして自分はアジアに使わされると思いました。
And when she was 19, she was filled with the Holy Spirit and she believed that she was called by God to come to Asia.
この中で19歳の女性いますか？
Anybody 19 years old here? Any young women? Okay, we've got.
彼らはですね、アジア、彼女はですね、アジアに来るということを示されるんですね。
So, just like, Cora, she was shown.To come to Asia.
僕たちは全くの信仰、フェイスミッショナリーですから、本当にすべて神様に委ねてやってきました。
So they were not with a certain mission, but just faith missionaries. They just trusted God with everything.
でお金もないし、それからもイエス様がすぐ来ると思いますから、もう家を出たらもう二度と家族に会えると思ってませんでした。
So they didn't have a lot of support, financial support or anything like that. And actually, when they left, they believed that.Christ was going to return, second coming very soon. They didn't think they'd see their families again, and they just boldly went out.
この、まあ、コロさんはですね、あの友人のバーサさんと東京で、主に子供や学生に英語を教えてました。
So, this young woman Cora was met up with another lady, and they, for the most part, they were teaching English to kids.
でも一生懸命伝道するんですね。
But they were also sharing about the gospel.
で1年半するんですけども
half,
なかなか結果が見えないんです、
really、
ただですね、近くに住んでたイギリス人のテイラーさんって人たちとも出会うんですね。
But they actually met, another couple named the Taylors, who were from England and they lived nearby.
あこれは違った、まあいいや、戻りましょう、戻りましょう、It's okay. It's okay. OKあ、ありますね。でも、聞いても向こうが。で、まあ、とにかくテイラーさんいるんですけど、もう彼は彼女とかは1年半しか日本にいなかったんですけど、このテイラーさんは、日本に1940年までいて彼の働きを続けるんですね。
This group that came with the Ryans, they were only here for a year and a half, but the Taylors, were here until the 1940s, so they were in Japan.As missionaries for a long time.
この信仰に満ちたコラさんはどうなったかというと1年半後に中国に渡ります。
So, this young woman, Cora, this 19-year-old, young woman, she actually went to China.
彼は、広東や香港で活動するんですけども。
And, she was sharing the gospel in various places in China.
はい。で、彼女はですね、23歳で、彼女は23歳で、アメリカ人の宣教師と結婚、フォークナーさんと宣教師と結婚します。
When she was 23 years old, she married a, American missionary.
この写真の左側から2番目が、コラさんですね。
On the left side of the picture in the white dress.
Second, yeah, second.
And on the second from the left is Cora. You can see her in the white dress.
真ん中に座って赤ちゃんを抱いている女性いますね。
And there's, if you can see in the second row, there's a lady holding a baby.
これはですね、後にフォースケアというグループをつけた作ったとエイミー・マクファーソンという人です。
So, this lady who's holding the baby, they were, McPherson's, and they, actually brought the Four Square Church to Japan.
No, no. They started Four Square in U.S.
They started Four Square in the United States.
もう彼女はですね、あの結構宣教師で中国に行くんですけども、子供が生まれる前にご主人が病気で死んじゃうんです。
They went to China as missionaries, but actually before their child was born, the husband passed away.
ですから彼女はこの後一人の女の子長女と一緒にアメリカに帰っていきます。
So, she takes her baby and she goes back, returns to the States.
初期の宣教師はよく死にます。
So if we look at the early missionaries, so many of them died. Look at the next picture.
これはコラさんの香港にあるお墓です。
So on the left side here, this is in Hong Kong, and this is Cora's grave.
コラさんの友人のバーサさんが病気になるんですね。まずはバーサ。コラさん。 Bertha. 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 Her friend, what happened to Bertha? Bertha
はですね、she gets malaria.
もう死にかかるんですね。
And she
does. Just about to close, right?
She almost dies.
で、のコラさんはもうバーサさんの看病をずっとしていて、
But Cora was taking care of her that whole time.
そしてコラさんがマラリアになります。
And Cora herself gets malaria.
バーサさんは回復します。
And actually, Bertha, gets healed. She becomes well again.
バーサさん、コラさんは、もう結婚して10ヶ月ですけど、12月4日に、死んでしまいます。
But unfortunately, Cora, soon after she was married, she got malaria and she died.
彼女はこう言って、こう言って死んだというふうに書かれています。
And this is written about her.
そうですね。召される際に彼女は、彼女は死ぬ前にこういうビジョンを見たというんです。
Cora had this vision from God before she passed away.
イエス様が来なさいっていうビジョンだ。
It was a vision that Jesus was saying to her, "Come."
休みなさい。
Come and rest.
で最後に彼は言ったことは神様を賛美して死んでいったと。
And the last thing that said is that she, as she was praising God, she passed away.
彼は19歳でコラさんは東京にやってきました。
We know that she became when she was 19, she came.
宣教師になったのは5年半ですね。
She was only a missionary for about 5.5 years.
でも彼女の残した働きは私たち今でも思い出すことができます。
But even now we can remember the things that she did.
彼女がいなかったら日本のキリスト教師の一部は変わってるんですね。
And because of her, a part of Japanese Christianity changed.
今でもそうですけども、神様の声を聞いて宣教の地に行く人たちは周りからいろんなことを言われます。
As we are sharing the gospel, we might be told different things.
ここには多くのここには多くの宣教師がの方がいますけど、家族全員が賛成したとはではないと思いますね。
There are a lot of people here who are from other countries, and probably for most of you, there were some people are in your surroundings, in your family or friends who were against your becoming a missionary, against your coming to another country.
本当に神様の声を聞いて積んでいくことは難しいことでもあります。
It's hard to really hear the voice of God and obey.
でもですね、この初代のクリスチャンもそうですけれども、本当にイエス様のことを聞いたらもう伝えないわけにはいかないんですね。
But just like the early church, we need to be people who can't help but share our faith, can't help but share the gospel.
今こうやって私は話していますけど、話しながらやっぱり自分のことを思います。
So as we're thinking about other Christians, let's think about how we live our lives.
私自身のことですね。
I want to think about myself as well.
彼らのように喜んで御言葉を語っているか、イエス様を救いにして語っているか。
Am I jumping up and down, and I'm really excited and full of joy and sharing about my faith, sharing about Christ?
あまりそうでない自分を見ますね。
I have to say honestly that I'm not like that.
でも、もう一度思い出したいんです。
But I want to remember once again.
イエス様が私たちの罪のために死んでくださった。
And that is that Jesus died for our sins.
私たちを本当に許してくださる。
Jesus forgave each one of us.
皆様そう覚えたしましたか？初めてイエス様を信じた時に与えられた喜びと平安を思い出しませんか？
Let's remember the joy that we experienced the first time we knew the forgiveness and the grace of Christ.
当たり前になっていることはありますね。
Is that becoming just like, are we starting to take that, the grace of God for granted?
初めて会ったときに心がワクワクしたように、もうしょっちゅう会ってるとそうでなくなっちゃうこともありますよね。
So it's just like, a relationship between husband and wife. sometimes maybe the, when you first meet, you're just so excited and so full of, I don't know, your heart is beating, but slowly you kind of get used to it.
今日、そのイエス様の、神様の愛をもう一度思い出したいと思います。
So right now, today, I want to remember the love of Christ once again.
私たちはそれを毎日思い出す必要があるんですね。
And that's not something that we should do just now here in church, but that's something that we need to do every single day.
神様は私たちを愛してくださっている。
God loves us.
イエス様は私のために死んでくださった。
Jesus died for us.
その喜びを私たちは日々覚える必要があ
ります。その
喜びが私たちの本当のエネルギーになるんです。
And that joy becomes our strength and our energy to share the gospel.
一言祈ります。
Let's pray.
神様、私たちの喜びを回復してください。
Lord, we just pray that you would renew our joy.
あなたが本当に私たちを見てくださって、読んでくださって、救ってくださいました。
Lord, you have looked upon us and you called us and you saved us.
あなたから逃げていたとき、離れていたときに、あなたが捕まえてくださいました。
Oh Lord, every, whenever we're, going away from you, you, grab onto us.
もう一度あなたの前に帰ります。
And right now, again today, Lord, we want to come back to you.
私たちに本当に最初のあの新鮮な大きな思いをもう一度回復させてください。
Lord, once again, we want to, have that joy be fresh within each one of us.
どうか私たちの心を信仰を新しくしてください。
Lord, we pray that, you would renew the faith that, each of us have inside of our hearts.
私たちが本当にイエス様の死であることを近づけ語ることができるようにどうか私たちを変えていってください。
Lord, we pray that you would make us ones that would joyfully and boldly share the gospel of Christ.
聖霊様、あなたがこの場に下ってください。
Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fall upon each one of us this morning.
どうか一人一人にあなたの声で語ってください。
Oh, we pray that you would, each person here would hear your voice.Afresh this morning.
今から賛美していきますけど、本当に神様を求めましょう。
And, just as we, welcome the worship team back up, let each and every single one of us be seeking God and be listening to what He's saying.
神様の愛、十字架を思い出しましょう。
Let's remember the love of God. Let's remember the cross of Christ.
Thank you. Father God, once again, we ask that you would really renew us.